What was I going to say? I was going to say something else, but you can cut this part out of me saying I was going to say something else.
What have I done?
We live on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Although I must say, now that I'm thinking about it, how's it going, eh?
It's going pretty good.
Excellent.
And we are live. No, wait. That's impossible. We are quiet.
Well, we are live.
Yeah. Apologies if the lawn mowing in the background leaks through. I'm not sure what to do about it.
You know, I was thinking
about... Our recording window is a little slim at the moment, so...
I was thinking about our apologies for audio... intricacies, mm-hmm. shall we say? Instead of apologizing each time, we should say, "Hey, if you're hearing the X, then that must mean that you're listening to It's Just Called Two Brothers."
If you're hearing the sound of fireworks and lawnmowers, it's just called Two Brothers.
The occasional sound of chainsaws and baby screams.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a bad juxtaposition. Moving on.
Ignore that.
Yesterday I did hear that, but they weren't related to each other. They were mm-hmm. just in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
Father-in-law was cutting up a gigantic log.
I can hear your ruralism starting to grow again, creeping mm-hmm. into the speech. Cutting up a log in the back 40 there.
Yeah. Y'all yep. better get used to it, I reckon.
Yes, for the foreseeable future, you are in a relatively rural district, I suppose.
Relative? Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Well, I mean, but even in the town, it's not a huge town.
It's true. They do have two stoplights.
Yeah, well.
Mm-hmm. So, it's not a huge town, indeed.
They have money to pay you, though, so hey.
Hey, I mean, they got the free Wi-Fi down at the bank.
Yes, what more could you possibly want?
So, which I will be
access?
Using.
Access? What are you complaining about?
Yeah. Which I will be using right after we in the recording to upload this show.
Right.
So, they, interestingly, I use that term very loosely. Mm-hmm. they're closed on the weekend.
Sure.
But they have a
they are a bank.
Yeah. Oh. They have a foyer. That's got the A-team access.
Mm.
A-team?
A-team.
Insert clip of A-team. Theme song. And
right.
walking away.
Well, when a helicopter sort of ran into dazed. A cliff, exploded, fell to the bottom, and everyone got out, so I was done. that was the last show I watched.
Yeah.
But mostly I watched it because my friend Todd at the time was super into it, so mm-hmm. so we watched them.
Yes. Like I say, they had good characters and eccentric,
uh-huh.
at least, and a cool van.
It's kind of what you want, I guess, in a show like that.
Yeah, we were teens.
It was a different time for comedy action shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see, what do we have? We had the A-Team, we had Knight Rider,
yeah.
Not to be confused with Knight Boat. Excuse me, I'm going to move
crime
this headset around.
Solving Boat.
What do we have? Miami Vice.
Yeah.
That was quite a bit more dark than... The
it was, yes, very expensive at the time.
Yeah, let's
big
see.
Budget. That was the big budget crime think, show, I think.
Oh yeah, Airwolf.
All these things were on parodied on Rick and Morty. Let's insert ball fondlers.
You know, me and Morty are having a blast. We just discovered a show called Ball Fondlers. I mean, I don't want to rub it in or anything, but you guys clearly backed the wrong conceptual horse.
Yeah.
this might be the best day of my life.
And then also the Jan Michael Vincent explosion.
Yeah.
Calling all Jan Michael Vincents! Calling all Jan Michael Vincents! In a world where there's 8 Jan Michael Vincents. We need 1 Jan Michael Vincent to quadrant C. We need 2 Jan Michael Vincents to quadrant E. And 16 quadrants. There's only enough time for a Jan Michael Vincent to make it to a quadrant. He can't be at 2 quadrants at once.
Hey, Rick, who is Jan Michael Vincent?
Oh, man, I'm trying to remember, Morty. Jan Michael Vincents are used up.
I need a goddamn Jan Michael Vincent.
Is it important that we know who Jan Michael Vincent was in order to get this?
Nope.
I refuse to sign the legislation that allows more than 8 Jan Michael Vincents to a precinct.
This January, it's time to Michael down your Vincents. Jan Quadrant Vincent 16.
Whoa!
That's Jan Michaels.
Excuse me, nurse. Can you take my temperature? Because I think I have Jan Quadrant Vincent fever over here.
Oh, goodness.
Beauteous. Yes, yeah, yeah. All right, then. Good stuff there. So,
well, they're basically they're teenagers. Dan Harmon's just a little younger than we are, so that's his childhood also.
Yeah, but between that and all the Family Guy / American Dad references,
yes. Sure.
Yeah, Seth MacFarlane and Dan Harmon, they really like to bring back the clips, yeah. But in a good way. Most of the time,
as good little Gen Xers that they are,
indeed.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about
A-Team. Oh, I
thought before that.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about two other brothers the other day. We went to a bar in Long Beach, and we're just hanging out with some friends. And on the TV, where they usually play either muted music videos or, well, I don't know, Fox News or some garbage, they had an episode of Venture Brothers on.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I sort of despaired that I didn't really know it very well. I think I kind of rushed through the last season.
Ah. The last season was pretty dense with info.
It really was. There's a lot that happened.
Yeah, that one needs at least 2 or 3 rewatches, I think.
And I only did one.
To unpack everything. Mm-hmm, same.
So
I wanted to get back to it and had it on the DVR, but much like I had, I don't know, 17 Rick or Morty's.
17 Rick and Morty's.
Rick and Morty's for a long time, you know, with moving and all.
Yeah.
It just didn't quite get to it. And then it was time to go and shut off the cable. And it's like, we're losing all that.
Right.
Why can't you just put it on a thumb drive, you jerks? Take your DVR stuff with you.
Yeah. But it was
if you bought your. You could if you bought your own DVR, but we have the one from the cable company itself. So
you cheapskate.
Well, had. yeah. Well, we lost in the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we lost all our shows. Exactly what caused the rise of Facebook. People who don't want to pay a la carte for everything. No. Mm-hmm. So it was weirdly. But it's still compelling, even silent. The captions were on, so it was fine. I read everything in everybody's voices.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still... I kind of ignored my friends because I was watching the show.
Yeah,
and I couldn't stop watching the show.
Mm-hmm. So you get caught up. And then you do that selective hearing. I forgot. There's a term for it. I was just reading about where you're actually not hearing what's going on around you. You can focus on the TV so well that you can block out all the surrounding noise and distractions.
I'll try to look sometimes that up. I guess. Huh. Interesting. Okay.
Mm.
Well.
Yeah, maybe it's selective hearing. I can't remember now, but I think there's another sort of nouveau term.
Mm-hmm. I'll try to find that.
Yeah.
If I do, I'll put it in the show notes.
All right, sir.
Unless I forget, in which case, ignore me!
Ignore me! Insert a clip of that.
Yeah.
Do something?
This thing is futile! The Grand Galactic Inquisitor, he is all!
Look, we don't have time for this, okay? We're on a very tight...
Do not speak to me! Do not alter your normal human behavior in any way! You know not the elaborate criteria by which you are to be judged. Ignore my presence and go about your earthly business.
There you go.
It's just called Two Brothers, and I'm James.
It's just called Two Brothers with Clips, and I'm Marcus.
So...
Oh, all right, there's more.
So ... go.
Well, I had a topic slated about remembering our mom who died in 2012, and yep. I'm not ready yet. So let's not,
yeah, fair
let's,
enough.
Let's move on.
Yeah, we'll just remember her normally.
Yes,
and not publicly yet.
Right.
Let's officially do, publicly yet.
The correction corner.
I
had also. So, Correction Corner music, I think I stowed that somewhere. Well, there you go. So Let the Music Do the Talking, I forgot to mention, was re-recorded by Aerosmith after Joe rejoined. I should have mentioned that. It's not too different, but Steven wrote some extra lyrics for it, so he gets a credit for writing. I don't know if that was on purpose or whatever, but yeah, that's what happened.
Well, that's convenient for his wallet.
Yeah, I'll put it here. Not too different.
Very similar.
Yeah. Similar enough to get the... Because I noticed in the song, when I saw the writing credits, their songwriting credits are literally Tyler Perry. So, small amusements.
Yeah. It's like Lennon and McCartney.
Yeah, exactly. Or McCartney Lennon. I thought Paul had a good idea. I don't like that Yoko shot that down. Instead of...
What's that?
Well, instead of reverting writing credits back to whoever, quote-unquote, wrote the song, and we could do a whole show on the validity of that concept.
Certainly.
But McCartney proposed to Yoko Ono that the songs
He did? Before she married John?
Listen to the end of the sentence.
Oh, sorry.
That instead of splitting up who wrote what song when they wrote, you know, them by themselves, that the person who wrote the majority of the song should get the initial credit of the duo. Like, it would still all be Lennon McCartney, but the songs that Paul wrote, he thought should be McCartney-Lennon.
Oh, yeah.
And the songs that John wrote would remain Lennon-McCartney. She said no.
this was when they were trying to divvy up the estate or something.
I believe, when the rights reverted from whatever they got from Michael Jackson estate. I forget. They, I'm pretty sure they bought back most or all.
Yeah,
no, I can't remember if they actually reverted, but some of them reverted.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted Paul wanted to. I don't know. Change a rash, youthful decision retroactively. So, I can see both sides of the argument. You know, it's a historical convention that,
right.
You know, John isn't here to sort of abdicate for himself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you're working entirely off of what Yoko believes or was told and what Paul asserts.
Did you say advocate or abdicate?
Advocate.
Okay. It works either way for himself. In some frame of mind, but yes.
I don't know. I wouldn't accuse John of abdicating ever of his own accord.
Hey, he was a peaceful man.
Except when he was beating women.
Oh, then allegedly.
Then he was not. Yeah, allegedly.
No, the peaceful part.
Allegedly, oh, yes. Allegedly peaceful, yes. Exactly.
Maybe that was just his cover.
I mean, he did put it into songs, so.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't disputed heavily by John. Mm-hmm. Oh, plane. Hold on. A lawnmower is maybe tolerable on its own, but a lawnmower plus a plane. I should probably, we should probably pause.
All right. Yeah, what a world.
Let's do a share and then maybe wrap it up.
All right, sir. You ready for a share?
Is it a share or is it sort of an overview analysis?
Well, let's talk about that right now, because what I was saying is, if it's my turn, I put music share, if you can hear those quotation marks, in the sense that, I don't have anything too specific for tunes, but in listening to the, let's see, what channel was it? I think it was Yacht Rock on Sirius XM. But you could go through the 80s channel, the Bridge channel, and Yacht Rock. And also, there's another one, I forget.
Dad Rock.
Where they kind of... Hmm?
Dad Rock.
Yeah, maybe. Where they blend in some of those 70s, 80s
oh, I see.
Pieces.
Another playlist.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a radio station, but yeah.
Right.
At any rate, so any of these guys can come up, and I was noting the similarities in my mind of Alan Parsons Project, Al Stewart, Dan Fogelberg, and Steely Dan.
Mm-hmm.
those four are... in the same genre, at least to me. And there's a couple of tunes, especially, and I always rib Megan about this, when Al Stewart's Year of the Cat comes on, mm-hmm. I insist that it's the Alan Parsons Project. And she tells me, no, it's Al Stewart. And I was like, hello, Alan, it's right there. So after she punches me, then I give in. But Year of the Cat and...
Okay, you can always tell... by the absence of Lenny Wolfson, Elmer Gantry, or Lenny Zakatek, that it is not Alan Parsons Project.
Yeah, but today I learned that Alan Parsons produced Al Stewart's Year of the Cat.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is it Lenny Wolfson or is it Eric Wolfson? I think it's Eric Wolfson. Sorry, Eric.
So, correct.
Anyway, what? Yes. He produced.
He produced it, so...
Yes, that's right.
So they would have some similarities, at least, in that regard.
Sonically, sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's shiny in the way that Parsons likes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, and then I heard, I want to say... Shoot, I can't think of the tune, because I was driving at the time.
We have an explicit rating. You
that
swear.
Is... What? That is my explicit... Dan Fogelberg piece. I sorry, audience, I'm not prepared for this in this particular tune, but I was in the car and I thought of it and then I said, oh, I gotta remember that, and of course I did not.
Oh.
The if you took, like, say, Dan Fogelberg and Steely Dan stuff was at its peak. I don't want to put these titles too seriously mm-hmm. in these guys on these guys' plates, but maybe a little bit earlier than the Alan Parsons Project and Al Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
Am I getting that right? Timeline
for
wise,
whom? For what?
As far as when they were made, the peaks of those splits.
I feel like Dan Fogelberg was late 70s. Steely mm-hmm. Dan was mid to late 70s.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking.
Dan Fogelberg, I guess, edged into the 80s.
He kept on going, yeah, yeah. But as far as their peaks of popularity.
Yeah. Yeah, mid to late 70s, I guess, mm-hmm. I would say, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. And then Al Stewart and Alan Parsons Project, the Alan Parsons Project.
Alan Parsons continued into the well into the 80s, for sure.
Yeah.
Into radio dominance.
Mm-hmm. So, so that's what I was thinking. Is if you could put them all in the same genre, there's a progression there, but some similarities to me. We couldn't try together. No storm we couldn't weather. We'll ride the wind forever. I hear the words you've spoken. Don't let our love be broken. Up on the midnight rocks, oh yeah, up on the midnight rocks.
What is the genre then?
You're the guy with the ambient/elbient knowledge.
It's ilbient.
That too.
I'm curious what you hear. I think there are some production similarities, but exactly. I wouldn't remotely put them in the same genre.
You will, and you'll like it.
Alan Parsons is a lot more groove oriented. There's an emphasis on the beat. Dan Fogelberg is a sort of a storyteller.
Yeah, more folksy. Well, there's too many windows in this old hotel, and rooms filled with reckless pride, and the walls have grown sturdy, and the halls have worn well, but there is nobody living inside. There still may be love left to find. Still may be love left to find. Yeah, Steely Dan. Similar.
Right.
In sound quality.
Yes.
Sound production.
Yes.
In the sounds that they use or used in certain songs, they struck me as similar. So even though they're not, like, you can't play four songs, you know, one from each of them and say, ha-ha, these are the same.
Challenge accepted. I'm going to attempt to do that right here.
But when when I give you the clips that I find, at least three of them are going to be, you know, similar enough for my ears.
I see.
Is what I'm getting at.
Okay.
And by the way, I love Steely Dan's voice. That guy. Oh, genius.
Good old Dan. From Motown to Mercy Beat to what you call it? What's that other?
Bubblegum.
What? Yeah. Bubblegum. Yeah, for sure. Those are fascinating things.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yep. How about you? Any music to share?
I was remiss, probably in. I don't know, earlier in the year, maybe. I don't think I said anything about how good the new Prism Tats album is, did I? Have I mentioned that before?
I don't recall. Prism Tats.
Prism. Mm. Like, Sir Isaac Newton?
Yeah, I think we had this conversation before where I did the same thing and you corrected me. I don't recall getting in depth, just the name thing.
It's not in the notes anywhere, so...
No, I think it was mentioned in passing, just as a, mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, semi heard Prison Tats, because that's their,
yeah,
that's what they want you to think.
Sure. Well, I was building out my 2018 shortlist, which I stole from, I can't remember who I stole it from, which I stole from Frank Chimero. That's the man. Method, doing the yearly playlist and then subdividing it by month and then the short list for the thing. So I haven't been adding to it lately because I've been busy, and I finally went back and started listening to all the stuff on the main 2018 list to put into the short list, and every song was great. Every song I couldn't hardly choose just one to represent. It was really, really difficult. So here's a clip from Prism Tats.
Mm-hmm.
Yum.
Very good. That's a good one.
Not your usual thing, but it's another one of those sort of catchy sort of rocker things.
Yeah.
That's got an indefinable something.
A certain joie de vivre.
Mm-hmm. That was what stuck yesterday to me. So.
All right.
The old and the new. I like it.
Yeah, good stuff.
I think I may hear some music. We should probably wrap it up.
All right, sir. Since it's the end of the show, called It's Just Called Two Brothers, you can send us an email if you like at bros@itsjustcalledtwobrothers.com.
We are on Twitter at IJC2B.
And you blog every day at marcusharwell.com.
True that.